Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Series of awful photos.
That's right. That's another possible name for our podcast.
On brand. Hey guys, regarding the photos, wondering whether you could try and look normal.
With Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
Morning. Pouring down, isn't it? Thrashing down.
Pinch, first day of the
month.
Yeah,
first of the month. Yeah.
No returns.
It's thrashing it down, isn't
it? It's really, man. It's
a relentless biblical drench, isn't it? From last night onwards, isn't it?
Yeah. And it's very, it's like we're saying, it's very beginning of autumn, isn't it? It's cuspal because it's pretty mild.
Yeah.
But it looks like November, but when November comes, it's going to be a lot colder. It's, and also, there might be all these green leaves.
It's without doubt. Summer's gone, hasn't it? The end of summer.
Oh,
and we might even bypass autumn. I mean, it might just go, because there was a bit of a summer-autumn blend, wasn't
there?
Yeah,
that's right. And certainly, suddenly, as soon as it gets a bit dark outside, the whole family starts talking about Christmas.
Absolutely.
But then I noticed that other people are like, they've made their plans for Christmas. Like they know
already.
They're going to be at lunchtime on December the 27th. You know?
Yeah. People are... It's almost at the stage of, like, we've got to see each other before Christmas. It will be soon. For some people, it already is.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
Things are getting booked up.
Well, fair enough. Well,
isn't it?
But we're going to take a little turn up round. We'll definitely go to Clissold Park for some cover, Paul.
Yeah.
Some leaf.
I would classify this as kind of, after last week's long run, this is quite a chilled run. Basically trying to look after the kit.
This is a run
so it
between
get...
runs.
Yes.
It's an off-day run. So, having said that, you're obviously in great form, because to recap, you were saying that when you ran your 5,000 metres, you couldn't walk for a couple of days.
Yeah.
And yet, this is Tuesday, and you did your 10K on Sunday.
Sunday, yes.
And you've just run 3 miles here, so you're obviously in the running place.
I feel okay, actually. I mean, I really enjoyed the race on Sunday.
Yeah.
I just really enjoyed being back in Scarborough.
Yeah, right.
Just driving in and seeing all the old...
Scarborough?
All the old haunts.
That's whatever happened to the likely lads, by the way.
It was... even where my mate lived was, like, just near the old cross-country course where we used to do... So.
Right.
The whole thing's so...
Such an...
So saturated
trip.
With memory, you know. It's like a... It really is like a homecoming. Of course, just for me, of course. It's just me going through these kind of profound experience.
It was something of a pilgrimage.
It was a pilgrimage, yes. It was.
Was he there, Paul Grimmage?
Paul Grimmage was near the front, battling away. Fortunately, Paul Tomkinson was a bit further down the field.
But it was not, in terms of getting... Oh, don't get me wrong, we got some huge PBs reported at the weekend.
Yes.
But some of them were in other countries. It is. It was not the weather for absolute peak pace at the weekend.
No, it was... I mean, the course in Scarborough, I can't recommend the race highly enough. It's a lovely, pancake, flattish run down the Marine Drive and back.
Yeah.
But it was very wet, which doesn't necessarily add to time, does it? It can be quite nice, but it was a bit windy as well. It was quite blustery.
The wind will do.
So I reckon people saying the conditions were worth about 20 seconds, but it's so hard to say, isn't it? You're just having a race and doing your best.
Yeah. And how did you feel? I mean, what was the... What did your body feel like on the start line? Did you feel like you'd...
I was looking forward to it. I'd had a little rest. I'd slept well. I thought I was going to try... I was going to try and set off, do the first 5K in about somewhere between 2015 and 2030.
Yeah.
And try and hang on. And I did, but I didn't hang on.
I see.
So I set off, I did the first couple of miles in like 6:20.
Yep.
And that actually felt quite good. Whilst knowing I was going too fast, it was like, that was the pace I used to run 10Ks at.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was like bumping into an old girlfriend at a party and getting on really well before you realise why you stop going out with each other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was that kind of, it's like, I like this, but this cannot last.
That's like, that's, you know, how I feel, it was really secure weird. Now.
Right, yeah.
Really? We used to be so close.
Yeah, it was, so I went through halfway in about 2030 and then just gradually slowed.
Yeah, yeah.
And, but I really enjoyed it. I tried to stay competitive in my mind, although it is hard to keep your head straight when you're physically exhausted, isn't
it? Yes, absolutely.
It's just hard to
and also it's
keep yourself
thing.
In the game, you know.
We were talking a little bit about that last time. There is a really weird kind of yin-yang balancing act, and we touched on this last time. When you're fit and ready, but you start to fade.
Yeah.
Because you're still accessing fitness and strength, and yet you also have to be letting something go a little bit.
Yeah.
Perforce, you know, you have to.
Yes.
You know, you wouldn't be letting it go if it wasn't absolutely necessary.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's, you don't drop off a cliff.
No, it's weird. It was like, yeah, I just, everyone who was in my vicinity beat me. Do you know what I mean? It was one of those.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I held on with them for a bit, but I'm not quite, I'm just not fit enough to be competitive like I want to.
And you also, you
but
said
I still really enjoyed
yeah,
it.
You also wouldn't say you set off too fast because you did exactly what you intended to do.
Yeah, but that was sort of, it was still a little bit, I believe in magic because I might be able to hang on by some kind of, I might find some invisible energy when I just haven't done the training.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It's fun to stretch yourself, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It's sort of fun to be exhausted at 5K and try and hang on.
So over a shorter distance, you can also risk it a little bit.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like if you do that in a marathon or even a half marathon, you could really...
Yeah,
you might not finish.
You could do yourself a lot of,
you know,
a lot
of problems.
If you're
pretty fit and you're pretty fast over 5K, then you can go all in on a 10K and see what happens. And you did, and it was good. Just go over that.
And it makes me feel that if I can do the first couple of miles in 6:20 in a 10K feeling okay, then I can do a sub-20 park run at the moment. Do you know what I mean? It makes me feel I'm sort of around that level. So
yeah, very good.
There's advantages to it. I ended up doing 41:42.
Yep.
So it was slower than I wanted, but I'll take it. It was all right. It was just an honest morning, you know.
Yeah,
it was what it was. I was tired out at the end.
And also, you know? a sub-42, like exactly as you say, a sub-42 10K is in the same circle as sub-20 parkruns.
Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It is.
Yeah. It's, so I was pretty whacked out. But I was also...
Yeah, how did you feel right, like, the moment you finished? Did you still feel like you'd given absolutely loads?
Yeah, I did. I was really tired.
Yeah.
I was at that place where I got off.
This guy does not look happy. Oh, you okay, mate?
Hello, baby.
Isn't the dog's got
a wet... It's really wet today, isn't it? It's a really wet walk for the dog.
No, you go on. We just wanted to say hello.
Shall I come and live with you for a while?
Oh, I didn't want to take a photo. You see me, but that dog just looks as if it was going, oh, I don't know why we have to do this today.
No, so I was at that stage where you want to be on your own for a bit.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to chat kind of thing. But I recovered quickly, and it just left me feeling that I'm had for a while, just tired after a good run. It's not like a half marathon or obviously nowhere near a marathon, that feeling of calmness, but I felt a bit of it.
Yeah.
I felt really...
And also, you always know
I felt
when
run
you
out.
Hard, you know? Even after a park run, if you run it hard and fast, the effect on your body is, you know, you'll be hanging around that afternoon and think, God, why am I so tired?
Yeah.
It's because you burnt a bunch of fuel this morning.
Yeah, but it's for me, it's always accompanied by a kind of inner serenity.
Yeah.
If I've really gone for it. Which kind of deepens the longer I run, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Which is why we're so keen to do all these ultras next year.
Absolutely. Well, we've
had round with your kit.
We have to. We also include that Bing Dong runs close together. We started to add, well, very exciting potential runs.
Yeah, let's see how we go. How was your? Where are you at? Where is you at, bro?
It was a great week's running last week.
Yeah.
I I think I took a day after that long one.
Yeah.
But it felt fine, didn't feel any...
Which ended up being about 20, 21, didn't it?
It was just over 20. I mean, yeah. It was 20 and a bit, but it wasn't 22.
Right.
But it was it was well within my power.
Yeah.
And it was 3.5 hours on my feet, you know?
Yeah.
And, yeah, and then there was no ill after effects at all from tiredness and proper muscular aches and pains to like rubbing and chafing. It was all absolutely fine. So
great,
good scene. Can't remember what the first run of the week was, but it was just a straight. I went out and did a few miles, and that was fine.
Yeah.
And then I went to Swansea, and I did a gig in Swansea, and I stayed in a friend's flat, which is like down the coast to the west of Swansea.
Right.
And I left my guitar and pedals at the venue, and in the morning. Got up and ran along the coast into town.
Looks nice. It looked really nice.
It was a run for the ages, but it was a tough run.
Right.
It was kind of good training for trail because it was up and down. It was early.
Yeah.
I was still tired.
Yeah.
And I was carrying a rucksack and.
Right.
You know, so it was very much a.
Hard yards.
Yeah, and it just no sense that it was going to be something that I'd be racing along like a kind of athletic gazelle.
Right.
You know, it was designed to be a plod.
Yeah.
So I set off, and that was very much a run of two halves, because I started on the beach down there in Caswell Bay, and there's a coast path, really nice, nicely laid out. It's like a pavement, you know, so it's an easy, it's not a trail run, but it's... up and down all the way, you know, just following the coast. It's just gradient all the time. And just a couple of miles, just long enough for it to not be nothing.
Yeah.
You know, and you're out there thinking, okay. And I did that, found a kind of point at the end of Swansea Bay, and came down to Mumbles Pier.
Yeah.
Which is right at the end of Mumbles, which is right at the end of Swansea. And, and it was really exciting. Oh, should we go this way and go to the reservoir?
Yeah, if you want to, yeah.
So that was great, and that was a real moment. I thought, oh, I've got to here, and I'd run quite a long way to get to there.
Yeah.
And I took a little video to show my family of me, you know, Swansea ahead of me.
Right.
And as I did it, I was like, oh, my goodness, I can see the rest of the run.
Right. Yeah.
It's like, and basically, I could see the next 5 miles. And, you know, you don't want to see
not
that.
Not really, no, not really.
Because the bay just curves around to the right.
Yeah.
Really lovely, though. Just went along the front there, and then... In the end, for about the last mile or so, I was able to get on the beach and just run on the sand.
Yeah.
And it was just a really good run.
Nice, yeah.
It felt good too, fitness-wise, you know.
Good.
Had a few, that sense of not being able to, not treating it like a sprint or a park run was very useful.
Yeah.
And then right at the end, as I got to town, I was like, oh, I could stop now. It's like, yeah, you could stop. But you don't have to. You're not exhausted.
Yeah.
You're just tempted because you're in a town, you know. So I ran on. And then just moments later, I got to where I was going and just stopped.
Right.
So it's quite good philosophically, sort of not making a big deal of stopping or not stopping.
Yeah.
Couple of runs since then. I did a great park run.
You did a park run, didn't you? Yes.
Yeah, I did Wakefield park run, Wakey park run.
Oh, yeah.
And that was great. It's lovely to get out and always with the park. And happy birthday to Parkrun. Parkrun is 15 years old this
Brilliant.
Week.
Brilliant, yeah. Excellent, awesome. They've done well.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're definitely onto something, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
They're free, they're weekly.
Yeah.
And they're timed.
Yeah.
Absolutely great, this Parkrun in Wakefield. It's in a lovely park. You know, a good park has a bit of everything.
Yeah.
You know, a spacious bit where people are doing sports, a cosy bit where... There's, I don't know, statues on lakes, a bit of a hill.
Right.
You know, just a really good park, Thorns Park. And actually, I think it connects with a couple of other parks.
Right.
Anyway, and beautifully laid out route. It's whatever the equivalent of a one lapper is. You know, you only go down the course once.
Right, okay.
But it's much more complicated than one lap.
Right.
Because they use the space really well. The closest thing is the South Manchester Park.
Right. Right.
But it's got beautiful bits. The person... who laid it out knows what makes a run good, you know.
Cool.
For example, you kind of get to bits that you've done, you do bits of it twice, but only little bits.
Right.
And you'll be doing it in a different direction or turning a different way. So when you get to it, you're like, oh, this is where we started. And there's a couple of hills, which some, you know, I'd been warned about. But what I hadn't even considered It's those hills, they come with downhills.
Of course, of course.
Forget about that.
Yeah.
I'm good in the downhill, I have the weight advantage.
Yeah, 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 just like you let yourself go.
Yeah, if I can access that kind of downhill sprint, it's really nice. And just to illustrate how they've done it right, there's a bit, for example, where you turn right and you run up through an avenue of trees.
Yeah.
And then you turn back. And I think the less imaginative parkrun layer outer could quite reasonably just put a cone and you go around it and come back down.
Right.
But at Wakefield Parkrun, you come out of the avenue of trees, go around the last tree on your left, and then run back down the hill on the grass.
Nice.
And even though you're on the same road, the running experience is completely different. You're
Yeah, that's really nice. Yeah, that's a nice
And that's
idea.
Just one example. The whole thing's like that. I liked it a lot.
Oh, what a nice little... What a nice little find.
Yeah, and it was a real reward, you know, because I went out, it's a bit like today, it was hammering down with rain, you know.
Yeah.
And then went there, loads of people there, really nice people, and, you know, felt well rewarded. And I felt like I ran well as well, I felt strong.
Yeah.
Fit for it. But it was funny at the end, you know how they just kind of string out, and at the end, there's less and less people around you, you know.
Yeah.
And there was a guy in front of me, and I was on another downhill.
Yeah.
And he looked like he was tiring a bit. Anyway, I overtook him. I didn't really want to overtake him because I didn't know where I was going.
Right.
So it's quite a twisty turny.
Overtook him whilst asking for directions.
I'm going faster than this guy, yeah. So there'll be signs and stuff, you know, it's going to be fine. So I went past him, and sure enough, there were some arrows.
Yeah.
And it turned out we were really close to the finish as well.
Right.
So, yeah, kind of cruised past this guy, feeling pretty good about myself. Got to the edge of the lake and opened up.
For the big finish.
Subtle sprint finish.
Yeah.
But I felt strong. And then that guy, he came past.
Smashed it.
So easily. He must have just been dozing a little bit. And then when I came past, he was like, oh, wait a minute.
I
can go faster than that bloke.
Yeah.
And he really could.
This is unacceptable.
I overtook him with about 300 metres to go. And then he finished about 5 minutes before me.
Yeah, we've all been there.
Yeah. So it was a good week's running.
Yeah.
It's about 45 in the end.
Yeah. And that's great. That's really good.
Yeah.
And really strong week.
Oh, and the I went out yesterday.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, it was yesterday. And I had a very minor equivalent of your pilgrimage.
Yeah.
I kind of accidentally found myself running exactly how I would have run 5-10 years ago.
Right.
And it was one of my little 7 milers from my house.
Yeah.
Turned out one I hadn't done for a while. It was, I don't know, something about my outfit and the weather was like those days. And I did that thing we were talking about, and I think it's like the flash memory of doing a parkrun as well. I just got about halfway around and thought, I'm going really fast. I hadn't even noticed it, you know.
You were doing one of your 7:27:30 ones.
Yeah, exactly.
Where you click into it, straight from the off.
I'm not as fast as that.
No,
but the feeling of it was exactly the
feeling's the same. Yes.
I came in and I was like, looked at the splits, and it was just like 7:50 all the way.
Yeah.
There were two that were seconds slower than that, and I could say, oh yeah, that's when I crossed the road.
Yes. You know, yeah,
so
yeah,
it was
yeah.
Right, the machine just kind of woke
that's
up.
That's great. That's nice.
Yeah. Just goes to show how much parkrun and just going out for a blast.
Yeah.
Change you up for distance.
Parkrun really helps, doesn't it? A regular parkrun. Yeah. That sounds good.
Yeah, really. It
sounds like you're in good shape.
Good times.
Yeah.
And now.
And 3 weeks to go till the marathon.
That's right.
Right.
And 2 weeks to go till Shake with Laughter, which you're on at now.
Yes.
That's going
to
be great.
Looking forward to that. That'll be good fun.
That's really good. So we're hoping to do a running commentary takeover.
Yeah.
We can fill the place out and just get the whole audience chanting, thank you, Marshall, for the whole night.
I had a bit of that Scarborough. I had a bit of run, come love.
Good.
Which was nice. Really nice atmosphere. Scarborough, really friendly. It is. I do get that feeling when I go home of like, I could. What would my life be like if I'd stayed here?
Yeah, yeah.
And it, you know what? It would have been okay, you know?
Yeah.
I'd probably be a better runner.
Right, yeah.
Well, and I'd run more. I'd be a harder kind of Scarborough Harrier.
It does feel like
I'd
in
be
Britain, okay.
I'd have been all right with that. You know?
Do you think that Yorkshire is the home of British running?
I don't know. There's a lot of great clubs, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it was great to be running with them all, you know. It was really ferociously competitive at the front of the field.
Yeah.
And really friendly at the back. And then at the end, they gave you a T-shirt that you'll never wear again.
That's right.
It was so garish and bright yellow and offensive.
You'll wear it.
But no, it was splendid. It was really good. I want to do it every year. It was one of those, you know, one of those races.
It's interesting what you said about the front and the back energy because, sorry, I said this before you go in. It's like the Great North Run, isn't it? We like both those ends of running.
Mm.
But in like the London Marathon, you get that, but it does feel separate.
Yes,
like,
yeah.
Like sort of Mo Farah's here and someone dressed in yes. fairy is here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And really, when you get to running events in, like the Great North Run or the one you just did, then there's no distinction. There.
No,
like,
no.
They're all just going
They're just all mashing together. No, it was great.
You can be really fierce and really serious.
Yes.
Or you can walk it.
Yeah, absolutely. And people did. No, yeah. It was great.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, I think there's a slight sort of, there's a bit of a transition going on with me in that I'm starting to want to be fitter, want to be faster. I've done one 5K race, one track session, and a 10K.
Yep.
But it's awoken something in me that wants to get competitive again, sort yes. of post-hernia, and just generally, I just feel myself relishing competition and just
and
wanting
actually,
to be a bit fitter and faster.
Pre-hernia, that's what you were saying.
Yes.
Saying, like, that's what I'm going to do this summer and get back. And,
but I just
you know,
had
just
to, the operation came
that, but you are yeah. basically picking that baton up.
Yeah.
You?
I mean, when I started off at the Scarborough 10K, I'm doing like 6:20s. It doesn't feel ridiculously fast. It's what I used to do. It feels sort of like there's no reason why I can't get back to something close to that.
Yeah, yeah.
Apart from my lack of fitness
yeah, that's right.
at the moment, but it doesn't feel unnatural. That feels like a natural race pace for me, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
So,
and it also feels like, you know, with in the very earliest, like going right back to where we began, we were talking about pre-training and training, you do seem to be quietly flirting with the idea of doing a fast marathon.
Yeah, I am. I mean, there's been chat of us doing Manchester as well,
that's
hasn't there?
Right.
There's if we a bit were to of do, chat.
Well, I think if we're getting into the ultra thing, the idea of doing two marathons a few weeks apart...
That's not a bad little idea.
At all.
But
the
you can,
thing is that one of them...
You can't race them both, that's the thing.
You can't race them both.
And I think if you're going to race one of them, you probably want to race the first.
Yeah.
Just because a training run 3 weeks before
yeah.
a race marathon, you'd never run 26 miles in training. I just wouldn't do it.
I just suddenly realised I would love to do the Manchester Marathon.
Yeah.
You know, we love Manchester. It'd be another pilgrimage for you.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be great.
And it's one of those April marathons people always talk about, Manchester and
Brighton. It is, yeah, yeah, yeah. And
which, you know, because we are so lucky as to often be able to do London, they kind of preclude doing that, but maybe not in 2020.
And it's meant to be. I mean, to the extent that people say courses are fast, I know club runners who do Manchester as opposed to London to get a fast time.
Yeah.
So that sort of thing does happen.
Well, look at our super speedy friend Dave Williams.
Yeah. He's a big Manchester London doubler up. Yes, there's a lot of them around, isn't there?
It's been known. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we'd probably podcast London again, I'd imagine.
Yeah, well, that'd be a nice thing to do, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Because it's there on the 5th and 26th of April.
Yeah.
So three straight weeks apart.
Yeah.
And suddenly from here, it just feels like a good idea.
Yeah.
So, and I had a good time doing the Manchester half or the Great Manchester Run.
Yes,
this year, so. Sorry, everyone.
Sorry.
Are you looking at a bird?
I think they're bird watchers, it must be.
Are you bird watching? Sorry, I realise I'm toted as you were waiting for us. The lady's leading a bird tour. So
you old flirt. You couldn't resist it, could you?
Yeah, but she did, and she couldn't hide herself going, oh, he's come back.
Right.
Realising that they've been waiting for us to stop disturbing their tour. So I really blew it, actually.
What were they? Have they found a bird that you haven't seen, sort of thing?
No, they weren't twitchers. They were watchers.
Right.
So they were proudly looking at all the classic birds.
Right.
Our sparrows, blue tits, grey tits, all those. There goes a blue tit right there. Oh, you got me so wet.
Sorry, mate. Sorry. Woo-hoo. So are we going to go back down to Clissold?
Well, let's turn left here. And then if we want, we could always go around that reservoir again and disturb those people one more time.
Yeah, or maybe do another lap of Clissold, maybe.
That's a good idea, too. So,
just try. I mean, the fact that I've run here and I'm going to run back, just ramp the miles up a little bit.
Yes, you'll be on 10 plus today, won't you? Like 11 or something.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, well, let me ask you this. I can't decide what to do this weekend, right? Feeling
right.
good?
Yeah.
I did that 20, although it was I held for that on a weekend when it was going to be a park run and a 22.
Right.
I was ill, do you remember? I was all dizzy. And
yes, yeah.
So I did the 20 and that was great. Kept my training on message.
Yeah.
But equally, I remember ahead of the Canal Cantor doing my 20 and going, that's not good enough, and going out and doing 23.
Right.
My longest ever pre-marathon training run.
Yeah.
And that was really good.
And that was how long before the marathon?
Oh, maybe 3 weeks.
3 weeks, yeah.
I'd have to check my diary to see exactly what went on. Anyway, this weekend, I'm up in Newcastle and Durham.
All right.
In the Toon.
Ah, reaching the Toon. Deering's in the Toon.
And that
looking for a park run and a long run.
Yeah, well, the Town Moor Park Run is blooming great.
Right.
I'd love to do that again. And equally, maybe I could just abandon that and go out and run really far. Or maybe I should run really far and do the park run somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, I would personally. You did your 20.
Yep.
And this has been 6 weeks since your last marathon, hasn't it? Has it been like a 6 week? Or has
no,
it been
no,
2 months?
Long ago.
Right.
I did a half.
Yeah.
September the 8th.
Right.
I did 20. Was that a week ago on Sunday? So that's September the 22nd.
Right.
It's now October the 1st.
Yeah.
The marathon is on the 20th.
Right, yeah.
So this long run would be.
I wouldn't do anything longer than. I probably wouldn't do anything longer than 16, to be honest.
Right.
And I'd probably do. I think it'd be good training. Almost. I don't know if this would fit if you could do half marathon to it.
So basically.
And do 13 and then go for it on the. Just
16
to get that.
With a park run in it somewhere towards the end.
Yeah.
I
think that'd be good. But anything longer, you're getting a little bit close to marathon day.
And I think I'm a little bit paranoid about only doing 20 rather than 22 and fading off in Yorkshire. But equally, I do recover slow.
Yeah, and I've got anything. I mean, at the very most, 18. Very most 18, but definitely not 20 or 22.
Okay.
2 weeks before the marathon.
Well, if you're saying that, then I don't have to do it.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it. Of course, I'd love to encourage you to run long distances.
Yeah.
But just in terms of recovery and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And how's your body generally? How's your the old knees up?
I've got two.
You got two knees?
Kind of, yeah, got two at the moment.
Yeah. And holding on to one.
And I don't know, I don't want to dig too deep into the information here for non-runners, but they're like, They're like hinges in the middle of my legs.
Right.
And they involve the leg to fold one
right.
way.
Yeah, yeah,
not
yeah.
the other way. And yeah. And I actually use them all the time while I'm running.
Constantly running.
Yeah, yeah.
We're using them now. That's what everyone says about running.
There they go.
Look at them. That's what everyone says about running. That's like, really bad for your knees.
Yeah.
Oh, it's really bad for your knees.
Oh, that impact.
What are your knees like? Oh, so what? And what are your knees like?
So yeah,
really, really bad.
Well, down the years, I've had this thing on my right knee.
Yeah.
You know, when I kind of had what seemed to be nerve damage, and then it kind of came back and started hurting.
Right.
At the moment, I've got this thing where I'm not running.
Right.
Where the connection's on the top of my right kneecap. It's really hard if I sit.
Right.
If my leg is bent and I'm at rest, it just gradually turns into pain.
That's a pain. That is a pain, isn't
and all
it?
I have to do is put my leg out straight. It's fine.
Right.
But on the other hand, it's kind of chronic, you know, it's just ongoing.
Yeah.
And it's not affecting running at all.
Okay.
It's not hurting while I'm running, but I always exacerbate it by running.
Right.
And then...
So that's almost not a problem, is it? All that means is that you've just got to run more. Yeah.
Just be running.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's slightly scary because I feel I'm not really respecting it.
No, I know what you're saying.
Kind of
I know what you're saying, yeah.
But right now, it's fine. And also, it's kind of, yeah, some kind of long journey with that knee, maybe it's sort of that. And then, much more topically, I've got that burn in my left heel, which is from running up hills fast.
Right.
But I think that's a direct result of the Wakefield Park Run.
Right.
And it isn't. It's like...
What, running uphill fast?
Yeah.
Downhill fast?
Uphill.
Right, okay.
If I run uphill fast...
Yeah.
Then in the ensuing days, it's almost like heartburn.
Right.
You know, my ankle just kind of goes... Wow! And then it goes away again. It's like a burn.
Wow.
And frankly... They just those things are completely within the realm. I'm just thinking,
right?
As I say, nothing's wrong.
It's just kind of normal
apart
stuff.
From the constant pain.
Yeah.
Everything is fine.
Yeah. Yeah. It is a beautiful day, actually. It's not raining quite so much now.
No, I thought that we'd
it's been
all
a bit wet underfoot.
Yeah, it's almost sunny for a second.
Yeah.
I'm going to take.
So yeah, go for it. Yeah. Beautiful.
Wow, that's a good photo. It's all just black and white in the picture.
Isn't
it? Okay. Started a fundraising page for the Yorkshire Marathon.
Right.
On Sunday, because Sunday would have been Dad's birthday. But I feel bad because, of course, everyone was so generous.
Yes.
Last month. I didn't quite know how and where to push that. But equally... Got to be done.
Got to be done, yeah, yeah.
And I saw Paul Sinner and his agent today.
Right.
And I said, listen, if someone asks him to do a quiz, he can't do it.
Give you a shout.
Phone me.
Yeah. Yeah. How's Paul?
He's good, right? Yeah, yeah, good form.
Yeah.
He's writing a show about his year.
Right.
And I think it's really coming together. He seems really pleased.
Good.
You know, so as a human and a writer and a comedian...
Yeah.
With Parkinson's, he's
just gigging his way through it, isn't he? Seems
with
to
where
be.
He's at with it.
Yeah.
And also, you know, when you live with Parkinson's, you have to realise that getting diagnosed is a really positive moment.
Because
you know, you got diagnosed because there was something wrong.
So you finally know, sort
you
of.
You finally
thing.
Know, and you've got a plan of action.
Right.
You know, so it's not like obviously it's bad news.
Yeah.
But it's not. As cut and dried as that, you know, if you don't live through this, you don't know this experience, you think, oh no, it's just it's like something out of a film, you know, sit down
bad,
with
a moment
and
in a movie,
news.
Yeah.
And it's not like that at all because it's very cathartic.
Right.
And it enables you to start on the next bit of your life.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
That's exactly where Paul's at, you know.
Right.
He had a, I'm sure he had a terrible time when he first heard.
Yeah.
But then he took control of that situation.
Yeah.
And now, as we say, you know,
yeah, I imagine.
We are all writers, and he's a very writerly comedian. And
yeah.
He's now found out how to tell his story, and it feels
yeah.
good.
I imagine.
And you know, you can hear some of that if you come to the Comedy Store on October the 14th.
Yes, yeah, yeah. I imagine it is the not knowing that's just a disturbing element of a lot of those things.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What the hell's happening now?
Yeah.
So, he was good, and yeah, some other good people. Heard some good showbiz gossip, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
There we go. I'll tell you that later.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
So I'm applying for... I'm putting loads of cross-country races and stuff.
Right.
Started going on a Tuesday, going down Heathside. Looking to not drink as much in October. I didn't drink as much in September, actually.
What about, wait to not drink as much? I've stopped dead for October.
That's it?
That's it.
It's gone.
Well, it's easier
what
to
is booze? I don't even know what it is.
Yeah, I don't want it.
Yeah. What's it meant to do? Why would you bother with that? We've got some mates coming around for dinner tonight, so that's going to be a bit boozy, and then that's it.
I'm going on holiday with friends.
Yeah.
Straight after the Yorkshire Marathon.
Right.
So that's about the 23rd to 25th of October?
Yeah.
So look for me then, and you shall find me a grave man.
Right.
We'll see. But right now, no, gone.
No, absolutely not.
Cut.
Along with the rest of the world, stopped October.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
What about parkrun though? What parkrun are you going to go to?
Well,
happy birthday,
parkrun. I'm going to do Cannon Hill this weekend.
Oh, great!
In Birmingham, yeah. Because I'm going to be staying in Birmingham, so I'll definitely be down there this Saturday.
So, if you're listening to this as soon as it comes out at the end of the week,
get down there.
And you're in Newcastle or Birmingham,
get down.
And we can guarantee
yeah.
that we will be there.
Yes.
This announcement does not constitute verbal contact.
Yeah. I was really tired.
I'm so dizzy.
Well, I'm staying at. I'm staying at Manchester and Liverpool.
Yeah.
I'm gigging at Manchester and Liverpool, but I'm staying in Birmingham. So,
right.
So it's doable.
No, wait, so you're staying... So you're gigging in Manchester, Liverpool and Birmingham.
I'm staying in Birmingham.
Cannon Hill, Liverpool, Puck.
Yeah.
But Birmingham. Well, you're going to do a park run on the M6.
It's because the old... if you double up in the store and stay at the hotel, then you've got to pay for it.
Yeah.
It's that old...
Chestnut.
It's that old bloody scam, isn't it?
Yeah.
So if I did that and stayed at the hotel, and then we're parking, I'd get about £40 for this gig in Liverpool.
Yeah.
Sorry, brief divergence into comic finances.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there's just no point doing that.
And is the Liverpool gig between the gigs in Manchester?
Yes, it is, yeah.
Yeah, because that's a shame, because if you were ending a night in Liverpool, I'd say, change your plans and get to Crosby.
Yeah.
What a parkrun that is.
Yeah, yeah, but of course I won't put you up in Liverpool either, so
no.
you're kind of stuck.
So I know what the solution to that is.
Stay in Birmingham. Stay in Birmingham. Be really tired, yeah, and exhaust yourself, but save £50 over the weekend or something.
Are you staying with a friend?
I know it's just me. So I'll be really depressed.
Airbnb?
But staying at someone's house, a relative's house. So,
oh yeah.
So it's fine. Yes. It's all free. Saving money.
Well done. No, it was a bit of that last week. It was lovely staying at this friend's house in Swansea.
Yeah.
And doing that run.
Right.
Came home, was home for a couple of hours. And I went and did a gig in Southend. And when I saw the sea,
yeah.
I was like, oh, I've gone from the Atlantic to the English Channel today.
So is that a long drive? Not, it's sort of that's a long drive, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
From Wales to Southend.
Yeah, yeah, I was on a train.
Right, all right.
So I let someone else drive.
Right, fair enough.
They frown upon it, in fact, if you try and take
control. Yeah, fair enough.
And thank goodness. And I had the same, carried on like that. I was on in, the gig in Horbury in Wakefield on Friday night.
You've been all over, haven't you?
All over. Last week was preposterous.
Yeah.
And it was nice, ultimately, that thing of being in a training period.
Yeah.
It just means that you fit those runs in.
Yeah.
And like you just said, the great thing about that is obviously there's loads of logistics involved. But when it comes down to it, I love that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, the planning of the touring is a big part of the job. And if you can turn it into a good thing, like borrowing a friend's beautiful house.
Yeah, that's
going
really
for
nice.
A run, getting a really nice woman to look after your guitar.
Yeah, that's...
This kind of stuff. It keeps you busy.
Yeah.
But you're there on your own. You might as well,
have some to do with it. And how were the gigs?
They were all... What?
Really bad!
No! Well, I was just
they were all atrocious!
Obviously, I don't want to be immodest here, but honestly... No,
feel free to... Good
it
for you.
It was an incredible week last week.
Good for you.
A bit of a strange moment. It's something to do with coming back after recent weeks, and also getting back to club sets, you know, like...
Yeah.
Just banging out the classics.
Yeah.
And quite often on the day... I'm thinking, I don't feel much like
being
funny tonight.
Yeah.
And then I get there, and it's obviously actually two sides of the same coin, because there's a kind of talk about loosey-goosey. You know,
right.
I get there and think, I don't really know what I'm going to do here.
Yeah.
In Swansea, I was really sad when I went to Swansea.
Right.
And there's on stage in the gig thinking, oh, okay, this is going all right, you know. Oh, that's pretty old, that joke I just told then. Like, I give myself a hard time in my head during the gig.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I finished it and everyone was like, yeah!
That's great.
Come up on our shoulders, Rob.
Nice feeling.
And I'm like, oh, okay. And the rest of the week played out like that, and I got encore in Wakefield.
Nice.
I wasn't on last. I was on first in Southend.
Right.
And it just felt like I was closing Wembley. It was a great week of gigs.
Nice.
Never too good, you know, like this week.
Right.
Can't possibly live up to it. So, as I say,
sounds really good,
but it was a funny old thing.
No, that's really nice. I had one that a bit like that. I was doing this gig in Amersham. Potter's Arms, just a little pub.
Yes.
And it was one of those that you don't really look at it. And then you think, all right. For some reason, I thought it was in Chesham, because I just saw the Shum, and I thought,
yeah.
I thought, well, that's obviously Chesham.
Those places are quite close together.
Yeah. But it ended up being this pub, and it was like 40 minutes, a set of 40 minutes, which can feel a bit long sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's a bit of, oh, here we go. But I had a really... Just one of those gigs where it's just a pub full of really nice people.
Yeah.
Who just want to laugh at everything you say.
Yes.
It was just perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
Just really invigorated my experience of doing it. Just really good fun playing around, improvising, did about 45 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone happy. Cash in hand. Bish bash bum. Drive home, loosey goosey. It was great.
Of course, now you've said it on the podcast, you're going to have to...
I'll always declare it.
Oh, he'll declare it.
I'll always declare, but it's just nice to get it
and then
in your hand.
It.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
Obviously, you declare it.
It's funny...
Let's be clear on that.
It's funny how it happens, though, isn't it? Yeah. Sometimes the gigs really cheer you up, don't they?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think, just to reiterate it, it's the same. It's the same thing. Something about our... experience and veteraniness. It's the opposite of getting psyched up for it, basically.
Yeah.
You're going really relaxed.
Yeah.
It's like passing out when you fall out of a plane, and as a result, surviving without breaking any bones.
Yeah.
You go in so kind of, not necessarily flat, sometimes actually flat.
Yeah.
But certainly at rest.
Yes.
And then the gig kind of comes to you. Yeah. Like, say, you get in front of a room full of people who want to have a good time.
You know,
and you're like,
that.
Oh, well, yeah. I can help you with
yes,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then everybody wins. It's a beautiful thing. Lucky us.
Yeah,
very lucky to do the job we do.
Yeah,
I was actually moaning yesterday.
We are at times like that.
I was going out to work yesterday after dinner in the rain.
Yeah.
Trying new material.
Right.
And my son said, oh, when I got up, I'm not going to work nights. And I said, I've got to point out to you.
Shall we go?
I spent so much time, except I need to go.
All right. Okay, go, yeah.
I spent so much time, you know, I can be in the house during the day.
Yes.
I decide when I work, do all this.
Yeah.
You know, I basically retracted all my moaning.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
I said,
yeah.
If you end up being an oboe player for the London Philharmonic.
Yeah.
And then one evening you're like, oh, I don't want to go to the Royal Festival Hall, it's raining.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I promise you, it'll be worth it.
Yeah, I was chatting to a friend of one of George's mates, and he's been a business consultant for years, and he said, I'm really looking forward to, like, playing chess and reading books and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I said, well, the thing is, the difference is you work. You know, I gig,
yeah.
And you work, so I can play chess whenever I want.
Yeah, that's right. It's great. Right. The sun is now shining in Clissold.
Glorious.
Park.
Absolutely glorious. It's been really nice. And it was great to meet all the running commentary fans at Scarborough. There was a lady who'd recently got a run the whole marathon and would really help with the training, and she was really friendly. It's just a nice connection, isn't it? It's a really nice
lovely connection
with people.
Well, I like being grateful for being comedians. We're grateful to be part of this community.
Yeah, no, it's lovely.
So thanks,
it's absolutely
guys.
Gorgeous.
Oh, and also part of that is I was really grateful to hear from someone who disliked Berlin and the Berlin Marathon as much as
I noticed that. The rude runners aren't spectators.
That's right.
Yeah. Fantastic. Vindication.
But, yeah, I get it. I get about running. It's just not for me.
Keep sending us your PBs. We're going to do a raft of those next week.
Yeah, congratulations. A few too many, though. I mean, people are really...
Congratulations, friend of the show, Helen Iveson. Yes. Took 2 minutes off her half marathon. She seems to get a PB every weekend, actually.
Oh, yeah. And here's something that came up in that dialogue, is if you beat your PB by a couple of minutes, don't say you shaved it.
Yeah, that's not a shave, yeah.
And also, if someone does shave it and does it in seconds, then they get that shave. That's a different kind of credit.
Absolutely, yeah. 2 minutes is a complete recalibration of what kind of human you are on the planet, isn't it? Exactly. Do you know what I mean? It's a seismic shift.
You might have gone too far the other way.
It's like, wow, I still breathe the same air? But a shave, but sometimes a shave feels more, doesn't it, when you get into that, when your trajectory is levelling out and you're really
exactly.
going
well,
for
it. It's all about what's available to you, isn't it? If that's what you've got and you get it, then wow, what a moment that is.
That's what you got, go get it, bro.
We should get some parkrun PBs, you and me. Have you noticed, by the way, Riddos with the hat and the microphone, do you know who I look like?
Who do you think you look like?
Mr. Motivator.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.